Gemara Masechta Baba Basra,
Daf Dalet,
discusses in many psukim in the Torah, how do we understand what the pasuk is saying? How do we read the pasuk? And one of the psukim that the Torah, that the Gemara is focused on, is the pasuk of Lo Sivasha Gadi Echalei Vimoi. With the question being, do we pronounce the word Cholov, as we actually do, and learn from here that there's an isser to cook and eat or even have hanah from a combination of cooked meat and milk? Or are we to understand the pasuk saying chalef, and the Torah is prohibiting the mixing of meat and chalef? And at the conclusion of this sugya, on the bottom of Daf Dalet on the base, says the Gemara, Ela Omer Rav Acha B'Rei D'Ravika Omer Kro Lo Sivashal Gedi. The Torah, in articulating this Isser, says Lo Sivashal Gedi Derech Bishul Asur Torah. And there's very fundamental machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand what the Gemara is saying. Rashi says that what the Gemara means to say is that since the Torah used the word bishul, cooking, boiling, and milk, you could boil meat. But if you to put meat and chalef together, that isn't bishul. That is tigun. That is frying. The Adrama, in a different version of the same approach, speaks about that the Torah means when you speak about bishul, you speak about boiling in a liquid. You don't speak about cooking in a food which is not a liquid. Cholov, milk, is a liquid. Chalev, fat, is a food. And therefore, that's the Gemara's raya that the Torah, when it says Lo Sivasha Gadi B'Chalei V'Moy, means milk, not fat. Other Rishonim, Rabbeinu Chananel, Tosfos, have a different way of understanding the Gemara. They understand the Gemara that something which is what the Torah is teaching us is that because of the pasuk of Leisavashel Gedi B'Chalev Imoy, now there's an Isser. So they explain. Milk, meat, prior to this combination of the meat and milk, were permitted. The cooking of them together is what makes them usur. Whereas when we speak about chalef, chalef is usur to be consumed even if it's not combined with meat. And as the Rabbeinu Yoin and the Ran explain, what the Torah is accomplishing with this isur of Lo Sivashal Gedi B'Chalev Imoy is that the Torah is telling us that until now, this each one of these foods was permitted, and now they become usur when they are combined. Whereas chalev was mutter, was usur anyway. And since it was usur anyway, that can't be what the Torah is trying to accomplish with this isur. It must be that the Torah is teaching us that chalev, not chalef. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch is very clear in teaching us that the Isser in Simen Pei Zayin, Simen Samach Aleph, that the Isser Abasa B'Cholof is only Osir Kederech Bishol. But when they are cooked in a way that is not derech bishul, then there is no iser d'oraisa or bishul bas b'cholov, and the mutter b'hanor. However, as we understand this halacha, as the Taz and Shach explain there, certainly one may not consume a combination of milk and meat in any form. There's a machloikis hapoiskim. If everybody agrees that there's an issur d'rabbanan to combine meat and milk, that there's an issur d'rabbanan to combine meat and milk, even if it's not derech bishul, everybody agrees that if the meat and milk were combined not derech bishul, it's mutter b'hano. So everybody agrees that there's issur achila. Everybody agrees that there's no issur hano. There's a machloikis hapoiskim if there's an issur drabonon to cook them together. Shloi derech bishul. Is there an issur drabonon on that, or is that permitted? Also, what becomes very clear in our Gemara, as we just quoted the machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos, that the Torah says lo savashel gedi b'chalev imoy, and that the Gemara says that how do we know it means chalav not chalev, because it has to be something where it can be boiled in milk. Meat can be boiled. In chalev, milk, that isn't boiling, that is frying. So we see from here, and the Gross says this explicitly, in Yoridea, Simon Pei Zayin, Sif Cotton Aleph, that according to Rashi, if one were to fry meat and milk together, there is no Issur Daraisa Abbas B'Cholef. Tosfos, who, as we just explained, has a different way of understanding our Gemara, because Tosfos explained that the reason our Gemara says it means cholov and not chalev is because chalev was already usur before you combined the meat with it, and therefore the Torah, when it says ches lamed veiz, cannot be speaking about chalev. So it has nothing to do if Tigun is a form of bishul or not. And according to Tosfos, therefore, Tigun frying is very much a form of bishul. But even though Tigun is very much a form of bishul, that has no bearing on the Pshat and Al Gemara. And therefore, many Achroinim want to say that according to Tosfos, frying basa b'chalav is asur midaraisa. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes in Sifkat and Gimel, quotes the Meches Yaakov and the Maram Shif, and so does the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Pei Zayin Sif Yud and Yud Aleph, that tigun, frying basa b'cholav, is not asur midaraisa. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, does say that someone should avoid frying if there were a situation, obviously not that he's going to eat it himself, but if there's a situation where somebody is, you know, is basa b'cholav, the raisa one may not do under any circumstances. Somebody says, Aruch HaShulchan, that one should not fry bas b'cholov themselves because of this shaila. On the other hand, the Ksav Sofer, the Shaila Satshuva Simon and Beis, holds that tigun a bas b'cholov is awesome with the raisa. So too is the opinion of the Chachmas Adam, the Pri Chodosh, and the Plesi. So we have a very big machloikis, and the Paiskim say that certainly one should be machmer. The only time I saw that Paiskim are somewhat mako is Bahanor. They used to make, there were those that made candles out of a combination of Bosa B'cholov, and there's a suggestion that from such a candle, you're allowed to have Hanor. As we continue discussing this issue of Derech Bishul and Osra Torah, so I saw a very interesting, two interesting shilas. I saw a shila if that the Chalkas Yaakov discusses. The Chalkas Yaakov lived in Switzerland. And apparently, in Switzerland, many Jewish students went to school. And one of the classes that everybody had to attend in non-Jewish school was home economics. And they forced, the authorities are the ones that provided the ingredients and gave the instructions of what can be, what has to be done in the home economics course. This is in the Shalos HaTshuvos Chelkos Yaakov Yoridei Simen Tezvov. And the pupils attending the school really weren't given an option of not attending the class. They were obligated to attend that class. And the question that was posed to the Chalkos Yaakov is, what could they do? So certainly you can never eat Basa B'cholov. That isn't the discussion. But he says, in terms of their preparing food, so he wants to take a more lenient view in allowing them to fry Basa B'cholov together, and the psak is based on what we learned in our Gemara. And I similarly saw in the Cheshukei Chemed, where there's a individual who wants to go to culinary school, and part of many of the classes involve cooking Basa B'cholov. So certainly, as we're learning in our shiur, one may never cook, there's certainly no heter for anyone to cook Basa B'cholov together. The question is, could he just be an observer? Could the person who's attending this culinary school watch them, how they prepare dishes that are cooked Basa B'cholov? So he wants to bring a raya. There's a Gemara in Masechet Bechoros, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, where the Chazal wanted to know how many organs are there in a person. So what happened was, there was a Talmud of Yishmael, there was a Zayna who was sentenced to capital punishment, and they burnt her, and they examined her body and found 250 avarim. So the question is, how can you do that? You're not allowed to treat a mace that way. The answer is that it was a non-Jewish individual where there is no Isser Hanor from a mace. But the question still is, how could the Rabbi Shmuel benefit from seeing such as something like, but the Tzoy says that this isn't considered having Hanor. Ki mitzvahs lav lahanos nitnu. There are many that disagree with the Tzoy, because the Nesiva says that even though mitzvahs lav lahanos nitnu, that doesn't include the mitzvah Talmud Torah. The famous Hagdoma, there's a very famous Hagdom of Davni Nezer, where the Magin Nezer says that a big part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the hanor of the Talmud Torah. But the Chazon Ish takes a different approach. Chazon Ish says that Riya Ba'alma Lo Mikri Hanor, just observing something is not considered hanor. So, according to that Chazon Ish, looking at the Avrim of this mace is not considered having hanor from a mace. The same thing could be over here, just watching and observing how the chefs are preparing certain dishes, that isn't considered hanor. On the other hand, and this is the Chashukei Chemetz conclusion, he says you have to pay to watch the class. So obviously something you pay for, why are you paying for it? Because you're having hanor from it. And therefore, certainly paying tuition to attend a class where basa b'chalav is being cooked together is considered having hanor from basa b'chalav. And therefore, according to him, even if it's non-Jews who are cooking that basa b'chalav, it would still be also to observe.